Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today we come to 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verses 7 through 10. That night God appeared to Solomon and said to him, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." And Solomon answered God, "You have shown great kindness to David my father and made me king in his place. Now, Lord God, let your promise to my father be confirmed, for you have made me king over a people who are as numerous as the dust of the earth. Give me wisdom and knowledge that I may lead this people, for who is able to govern this great people of yours?" Imagine God appearing before you and saying, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." Can you even imagine that? Man, I'd start singing that song I learned as a child. "He owns the cattle on a thousand hills, the wealth in every mine." Remember that song? My face would break out in a big smile. I would think, no more ministry fundraising, no more capital campaigns. My mind would start spinning with things on my wish list. But Solomon, man, he showed great discernment. Solomon recognized that the people in his charge belonged to God. He acknowledged that God had made him their leader. He humbly confessed his need for wisdom and knowledge in order to lead them well. What things do you request from God to lead effectively the people he has placed in your life? That question deserves some reflection, doesn't it? Father, I often only ask for what I want. Please give me the discernment to know what I need. In Jesus' name, amen.